I wanted to, as we conclude, just felt like it is so appropriate to speak for just a couple minutes about the weekend that we have had. And again, given the topic of what the kids were sharing in this program, I think it's fitting. We are all aware, and we've said it several times today, about the horrific tragedy that took place in Connecticut over the weekend and Friday and still days of unraveling what has taken place. And I think it's fitting that we don't leave this place without hearing something from God. A couple weeks ago, we went to a funeral for a friend we went to college with, and during his eulogy, the preacher read from Genesis, the first chapter, first verse, where it says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." And the second verse, which says that the earth was void and formless. And he shared the Hebrew roots of that word formless and dark. And I went and looked it up. And the roots of those words literally means confusion. Emptiness. So it was into a place of emptiness and confusion that God said, "Let there be light." Right now, many of us, not to mention many people who lost their kids, lost their parents, lost their co-workers, lost their brother and sisters at church. They're confused right now. And it's a pretty empty place. You only need to, if you're on Facebook, to go on Facebook and you see the myriad of responses of condolence, but also words of just questioning. Friends who are ministers, friends who are Christians, who simply saying, "Lord Jesus, come back now. Can't take it anymore." You have some who feel like this is an opportunity for us to engage in debate over gun safety or school safety, or debate over whether or not the reason this happened is because we've taken God out of schools. I want to ask us all to do something. There may come a time where we debate Second Amendment rights or more rights or guns at school. That might be coming. Now is not the time. There may be a discussion to be had about whether God has been removed out of schools, and this is why we can have that discussion. Now is not the time. Now is not the time to call out to God for Lord to come quickly. That's understandable. We're people of faith. We want to see the Lord come back, but now is not the time. Would you go to that next slide? Next couple slides. For right now, the families of these individuals are experiencing confusion and darkness. Right now is the time for us to pray for God's light to shine in that emptiness and in that confusion. And let's not pray that prayer with an understanding that as soon as we pray that prayer that they're going to be enlightened and everything is going to be okay. You know, Jesus came to this earth on that day he was born. And we all sing praises. We all sing in unison with the angels. We sing Gloria in excelsis Deo, Gloria in the highest. We sing those songs. And when Jesus came into the world, because that meant light had come into the world. But do you realize that the world that Jesus entered into was a pretty dark world? Do you realize that at the time Jesus had come into the world, that King Herod had made an order for all the babies to be killed? It was a pretty dark world. And just because Jesus was born on that day, it didn't enlighten the person who had just lost their firstborn child. It would take some 30 or so years before Jesus even spoke a word about God's light and God's salvation. So let's not think that since we're going to pray for these families right now, that everything is just going to be okay. But what will make it worse is if we start right now engaging in debate. If we start engaging in silly talk, that's not going to bring these kids back. It's not going to bring these teachers back, these administrators back. Max Lucado, who often has just a literary piece. I mean, he's just a genius when it comes to the literary art. He offered a prayer regarding these events. It says, "Dear Jesus, it's a good thing you were born at night. This world sure seems dark. I have a good eye for silver linings, but they seem dimmer lately. These killings, Lord, these children, Lord, innocence violated, raw evil demonstrated. The whole world seems on edge. Trigger happy, ticked off. We hear threats of chemical weapons and nuclear bombs. Are we one button push away from annihilation? Your world seems a bit darker this Christmas, but you were born in the dark, right? You came at night. The shepherds were night shift workers. The wise men followed a star. Your first cries were heard in the shadows to see your face. Mary and Joseph needed a candle flame. It was dark. Dark with Herod's jealousy. Dark with Roman oppression. Dark with poverty. Dark with violence. Herod went on a rampage killing babies. Joseph took you and your mom into Egypt. You were an immigrant before you were a Nazarene. Oh Lord Jesus, you enter the dark world of your day. Won't you enter ours? We are weary of bloodshed. We, like the wise men, are looking for a star. We, like the shepherds, are kneeling at a manger. This Christmas, we ask you, heal us, help us, be born anew in us." There may come time for all those things that I mentioned earlier. But right now is the time for us to pray, for us to be thinking about these families who, in the midst of a season where we say it's supposed to be a time of celebration and happiness, it's a time of sorrow. It's also a time for us to understand that while 26 people were massacred on Friday, all around the world, this is taking place every day. It hits us harder because it's here in America and it's at home. But this is taking place all over the world, not just here. So I want to encourage you right now for us to observe just some silent time, for us to pray. There's something else you can do in addition to praying. If you have a child, don't let this day end without grabbing that child with all of your strength and telling them how much you love them. Don't let this day end without telling your husband or your wife how much you love them. Don't let this day end without telling a friend or a brother and sister in Christ that you are valuable and I love you. Let's spend some time in silence. Let's pray. Holy God, who has the power to call out light in the midst of vast darkness, void, emptiness, confusion, and chaos. God, we simply ask that you would work your power to call out light in this new round of darkness. And God, all we can pray at this time is that we will trust you in this. Father, rather than trying to formulate answers to the thousands of questions, rather than trying to discover how we can erase this or rewind the clock and restore normalcy, Father, we come to you as weakened individuals, saying to you that we trust you, and we come to you in this. Father, I want to give thanks to you for the wonderful children here who gave up their time and their energy to share with us a message regarding the birth of your son, Jesus. God, I pray that you would bless them in a mighty way. And more than that, God, I pray that they would embody the message that they just shared to us through drama and song. Father, I'm praying for all the parents of those children, that they would invest time, energy, love in these kids to continue to bring them up in the nurture of the Lord. Father, we also pray for their protection. We pray that as they live as lights in this dark world, that the evil one is seeking for ways to devour and to get them. And God, I'm praying that you would just surround them with angels of light. Father, I pray that you would give us time, give us a few more extra moments to share with those who are in our lives a message of love, sharing a message that they are needed, sharing a message that they are valuable. So God, as I survey this auditorium right now, God, I see your valued prized possessions. God, I'm praying that you'd bless them. Bless them in a mighty, mighty way. God, if there is someone out here that is hurting, that needs your touch, touch them in a mighty, mighty way. God, if there is someone who needs a friend, God, lead us to be a friend. There's someone who needs a hug, lead us to give a hug. There's someone that needs a conversation, lead us to have that conversation. But God, in this new round of darkness, confusion, and void, we're praying for your light. God, we pray this in the blessed name of Jesus Christ. Amen. If there's anything that we can do for you as a church, we will have a song right now. If you want to come forward and share that need, or if you want to use this time to just spend some time looking at the person you love, your family, and just saying, I love you. We're going to give you that opportunity as we sing this song.